Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the fourth day of Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Chagiga, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vov. We learned the previous Mishnah about different levels of Tahara, of purity. Five different levels, starting with Chulin, which is the bottom level, that's ordinary food, moving up to Maaseh Sheni, moving up to Truma, moving up to Kodshim, like the meat of Karbonis, and then the highest of all, the waters of the Chatos mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma, Mechatos. Our Mishnah is going to talk about dipping in a mikveh, that it's important to know when the people dip in a mikveh, what is their kavana? What are they intending to do? What level of purity are they achieving, intending to achieve, when they go into the mikveh? And that's very, very important. Hatovel l'chulin, says the Mishnah. One who tovels in order to eat chulin in a state of tahara. Now, not everybody has to eat that in a state of tahara. You can eat chulin in a state of tumah. But there were people who were very makpid, very careful, and they wanted to eat even their chulin in a state of purity. Sometimes they did it because, so that when they have truma, they'll be tar. But they wanted to do it lahachzik v'huchzak l'chulin. And they had in mind, and they're toveling, I'm toveling now to be tahar to eat chulin. Well, they can eat chulin for sure, but also l'masa, they cannot eat maaseh sheni. Until they tovel and have in mind for maaseh sheni. Tovel l'maaser, if they went to mikveh, had in mind to eat maaseh sheni, v'huchzak l'maaser, by having in mind for the maaseh sheni, also l'truma, they're not allowed to eat truma. Truma is a high level. We're talking, of course, about a coin here. Only a coin can eat truma. Tovel l'truma, led to the coin, went to mikveh, he tovel to eat some truma, v'huchzak l'truma, and he had in mind that he wants to be tar for truma, also like kodesh. He cannot eat the meat of karbonis, because that's a high level of purity. Tovel l'kodesh, if he toveled for eating kodshim, behuchzak l'kodesh, and he had in mind that he wants to be tohar, a status of tahara for karbonis, for the kodshim, osur l'chatos, then he's not allowed to touch the waters that have in it the ashes of the paraduma, the mechatos, the waters that have been sanctified with the ashes of the paraduma, until he tovels for that purpose, l'shem chatos. However, says the Mishnah, what happens the other way around? Tova l'chomor. He toiveled for something that's more strict, mutar l'kal. So he's permitted to eat something of a lesser level of kedusha. He toiveled for kodshim, for example, to eat karbonis. He's allowed to eat truma for sure, maaseh sheni for sure. If he toiveled for being able to touch the mechatos, then he's tov for everything. Toval v'lehuchzak, continues the Mishnah. What happens if he toveled without any kavana whatsoever? He just went to mikveh, toveled. Didn't have in mind for truma, kodshim, nothing. Kilo lo toval, says the Mishnah, it's as though he would not have toveled at all. In other words, it's worthless. Because tefillah needs kavana. So he cannot have maaseh sheni, he could not have truma, he cannot have kodshim, nothing. But, nevertheless, the Gemara explains that the tefillah that he did will help for chulin. That means even people who eat chulin in a state of tahara don't need kavona when they go to mikveh. So if they just went to mikveh stam, the only thing they could eat would be that lowest level of kedusha, chulin. Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah is going to talk about other precautions that the Chachamim made, or different levels when it comes to tumah and tahara. Now, there is a concept called tumas madras. This word is used several times in our Mishnah. The word madras literally means to tread or to step upon. It's a expression used in the sense of an avhatuma, something that's a primary source of tumah. And in particular, we're talking about a case of a zov. A zov is a man who has a disease coming from his male organ, which makes him tomei, an avhatuma. And not only does it make him tomei, but he has the power to make furniture that he lies upon or sits upon or rides upon, to make that furniture also an avatuma, providing he's lying on something that normally you lie upon. He lies on a bed, sits on a chair, rides on a wagon or on something. And that article that he lies upon or sits upon itself becomes an avatuma, primary cells of tuma, so that if someone touches it, they will become tome. And kalim, equipment that touch it, will become tome. And how many ways can Azov, can this person who is Tomei, how many ways can he make the furniture, Tomei? It can be in one of five ways. Standing on them, sitting, lying, hanging by, or leaning against. Any one of these five ways will make the Tumah of Madras, as we call it. That's the expression of Madras. And our Mishnah is going to talk about how strict they were in those days with people like Amoratzim that were not careful with Tumah and Tahara, that their clothes were considered like an Avatuma, like they're considered Madras, inverted commas, i.e. an Avatuma for other people. Says the Mishnah, Big Day Amoretz, clothes of an Amoretz, people that are not careful about Tumah and Tahara, Madras, are considered Tumas Madras, i.e. an Avatuma, so that they will be matama. Those clothes will contaminate any person or kalim that touch it, like a zov would have touched that. Laprushim, for those people who abstain. When we say abstain, when we call them the people who abstained and were careful about Tumah Tahara, they abstained from being associated with Amoratzim. And these people, these prushim, would eat their chulin even in a state of Tahara. And if they, Mishnah tells us, if they, these prushim, so much as touch the clothes of an Amoretz, it's as if they would have touched things that a Zov had touched, or a Zov had sat upon or leaned upon, i.e. it's considered an Avatuma. Big Day Furushin, clothes of people who are careful with Tumah and Tahara, but not necessarily eating Truma or anything. Medrash, their clothes will be considered an Avatuma, lo echle Truma, to Koyanim who eat Truma. Now, the Gemara explains that we've missed a step here. And really, we need to put in our Mishnah the following words. Big Day Purushim Medras L'Och L'Masasheni. That the clothes of these Purushim, the people who kept away from the Amoratzim, and they were careful with Tumah and Tahara, they considered Navatuma, Medras, as far as people who eat Masasheni. Masasheni is a level above that. And then, Big Day Masasheni, Medras L'Och L'Truma. That the clothes of people who eat Maaser Sheni, which is available for Yisraelim, anyone, as long as they go to Yerushalayim, if they're Torah, are considered, their clothes are considered like an Avatuma for people who eat Truma, i.e. Koyanim and their families. And what's the reason for this? The reason for this is because when people are keeping away or keeping a certain level of purity for a lesser holy object, they are not considered sufficiently protected for higher levels of Kedusha. So their clothes are considered like an Avatuma. And because of that, they made a gzeira, especially on the clothes, because maybe their wife was a nida and sat upon them, and she would make them tame as well, because like a zov, a nida has the power to make something medras, to make something an Avatuma, simply by sitting, lying upon it, etc. This was a different society, a society where you could not invite an Amoretz to your house, because if he sat on the furniture, he'd make the furniture an Avatuma. And you'd have all types of complications. Big Day Oichle Truma, continues the Mishnah. Clothes of people who were eating Truma, Koyanim that is, Medras Lakodesh, would be considered an Avatuma as far as people who were eating Kodshim of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Kabbonis. Big Day Kodesh, the clothes of people who eat Kodshim, Midras Lachatas, is considered Navatuma for those people occupied with the waters of the Chatas, i.e. the waters that have been sanctified with the ashes of the Paraduma. And to illustrate this, the Mishnah brings two examples of people. Yose ben Yoezer, he was the Nosser, he was the president of the first Zug, the first pair of Tanoim that we mentioned earlier on, Mishnah Beis. He, Yosef ben Ezer, was Hoya Chosid Sheba Kahuna. He was mamash, like, he was the ultimate. He was so careful among the Kohenim that even Chulin he would be careful with as if it was Truma. And nevertheless, Vahosa Mitpachta, his towel that he used for his hands, would be considered Madras Lakodesh, would be considered an Avatuma as far as Kochim is concerned. I.e. the Mishnah is telling us that even though he was such a holy, pious man, he was a chosid shebekuna, nevertheless, his towel would be considered like avatuma for those people who ate kodshim. Another example. Yochanan ben Gudgada, hoya oichel altar sakodesh. He was a man who ate his chulin, not just with the purity as if it was truma. He ate his chulin with an amazing level of tara, of purity, as if it was kotshim. And nevertheless, Kol Yomov, he did that all his time. He was careful to eat chulin and treated it like kotshim. And nevertheless, v'hoisa mitpachto midros lachatos. And despite that, his towel was considered navatuma as far as people working with the waters of the chatos, the waters that had the washes of the paraduma. As we explained earlier on, the Gemara's medayik that for chatos, yes, it was matters lachatos, but not for kodshim itself. A ton of our Mishnah holds that chulin, which is kept with the purity of kodshim, it's like kodshim, and they could eat kodshim. But even though the Mishnah holds of that, the halacha is not like our Mishnah. The halacha is that chulin, which was made and kept with the purity of kodshim, is not like kodshim in all respects. And that comes out in other mesechtos.